This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hard to imagine that the Ravens are going into their 30th year in the National Football League since moving here from Cleveland, from changing from the Browns to the Baltimore Ravens. Hard to imagine that. It's even harder to imagine that there are no retired numbers here for the Baltimore Ravens. It's just, I can not even imagine. Now, I think there's a kind of a gentleman's agreement. We've seen no one else in 52. We haven't seen anybody else in 75, have we? No. We haven't seen no one else in 20. No. Have we seen another 55? I can't recall another 55.
I don't think so.
But well, those three, definitely, we haven't seen those numbers yet.
Do you guys have an issue with the players that come in the league and then they ask the other guy? Like, so it's been a big thing with Abdul Carter and the Giants now, where he's asked two players with retired numbers if
How
he can have
he
their numbers.
How dare he ask Lawrence Taylor for his number? How dare you?
He did that, and then I think he asked Phil Sims.
Phil Sims.
Was the other one, and they both 11? Said no?
Yeah. Yes.
But defensive, I mean, you know.
That's what he played in, that's what he had in college, though, right? Didn't he have 11?
I don't remember what his number was in college. You might be right.
Yeah. Yeah, but how dare you? Ask Lawrence. I mean, that to me, out of respect alone, then he's younger, lot younger than me, so he didn't live it.
So was it?
But I don't know if I want to be a Giant with Lawrence Taylor's number.
Didn't, would you want to wear 52 on this team?
No,
no, absolutely not.
What, was it Dez and CD that asked Michael Irvin for his number? Didn't they both?
You said what?
Didn't Dez and CD ask Michael Irvin for his number?
I think Michael Irvin gave
to Dez.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Again, like this is. We've seen more and more of this, and it does make you wonder. I think there are too many teams that retire way too many numbers.
Right.
But if you looked at the Ravens, there are four guys you could circle and say, okay, retire their numbers. And look, with Joe Flacco winning a Super Bowl, I don't think you're retiring his number. That's where the Ring of Honor and some of this other stuff comes in. But there's no doubt when you look at Reed, Lewis, Ogden, and it's, I'm putting Suggs in there as well. Mm-hmm. Hell, you could probably even eventually put Yonda in there for as good as he's been, but it's an interior offensive lineman that's not getting the same type of credit that a J.O. gets for being the best player at his position.
So the Texans are, what, 25 years old, going to the 26, I believe, the 1999? Mm-hmm. They are the only other team in the National Football League with no retired numbers. However.
Well, they retired David Carr.
Not his number.
Oh, his number. Yeah, his number. Sorry, his number. He got sacked so many times, he just hung him up.
Now, I find this odd that while there are no officially retired numbers, Ed, David Ajabo asked Terrell Suggs could he wear number 55, and Terrell Suggs said no.
No, I remember that.
So if these aren't retired, then why are you asking?
Right.
So is a wink and a nod? We haven't had a ceremony, but can't wear them?
How can he say no if it's not retired? Did he just respect him and say, all right, I won't
Maybe
wear
the Ravens have an in-house rule.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Hey, that number, you can't wear that number.
Yeah, we'll pick another one, son.
Yeah. Or ask T-Sizzle. Yeah. It's just odd to me that, number one, you would have to ask. Because if the team wasn't in on this, wouldn't they just give him the number? If the team wasn't in on it. Hey, I want 55. Well, we don't have any agreement with anybody, so yeah, you have 55. So for him to have to go to Terrell Suggs, Jeremy says to me, there's some kind of agreement and arrangement with the team.
There has to be. I mean, look, and again, maybe there is just that respect factor where you go to somebody saying, hey, I want to wear this number. I'm pretty sure they're going to retire it for you. But Maybe the Ravens just need to say it. Like, there are four guys that should have their numbers retired with this team.
Well,
four.
If you go in order, if they actually have a ceremony, I think two guys should be the first to go. Two guys. It's the same year. And that's Ogden and Lewis. They should be the first to be retired. They should, if they ever have a ceremony, would they do this? Think about this. That literally began it all. They had an original draft pick of Jonathan Ogden. They took that draft pick. They traded when they were the Browns with the 49ers for another draft pick, I think to get J.J. Stokes, if I'm not mistaken. They used that pick to get Ray Lewis. Those are the first two picks in franchise history. They're both Hall of Famers and arguably the best to do it at their positions. They should be the best to get the first to get the ceremony.
I just have a bit of an issue with retired numbers, though, because after a while it becomes ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees are ridiculous right now.
So are the Celtics.
But you look at those guys, like, don't all those players kind of deserve it?
Yes, but I mean, the Yankees have 22 retired numbers.
Well, then that's why I think...
22!
Like, to your point, I think you should have retired numbers for the really, really special players. I'm not telling you, like, JoJo White and some of these other guys for the Celtics weren't special. But, like, you knew the big names for them. Like, the guys that... Like, put them in, as we say, the Ravens Ring of Honor. So you're acknowledged for the greatness you had here.
Yeah.
But it is kind of silly that we just keep retiring numbers over and over and over again.
Okay, stop me when it doesn't apply. Billy Martin, Derek Jeter, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Joe Torre, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Bill Dickey, Roger Maris, Phil Rizzuto, Thurman Munson, Whitey Ford, Jorge Posado.
I think there's a bunch in the end there. I think there's a bunch in the end you're saying there that their numbers don't need to be.
Like Don Mattingly.
You're not. I think Whitey Ford and Billy Martin and all those guys, great. Yeah, I'm not comparing them to Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
I just think there's
you're running out of numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing them either, but in and of themselves, okay, if that's the case, then one day you're going to retire someone's number if the Ravens ever do that, who doesn't compare to Ed Reed or Ray Lewis. Doesn't mean they don't. Yeah, you're not comparing.
Are they in that class?
None of those guys compare to Babe Ruth.
No, I'm saying, are they in that class? Like, I'm not telling you. Like, Babe Ruth is probably considered the greatest one in that group. Again, we can debate this either way. But Joe DiMaggio's in that class. Lou Gehrig's in that class.
If you tell me that Billy Martin's numbers does not deserve to be retired, I am not going to sit here and put up an argument with you. I'm not. If you tell me that you're retiring Billy Martin's number, I'm not going to argue with you.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to initiate the conversation either way.
I mean, the Yankees are going to be retiring 99 in a few years.
Yep. It'll
probably be about 15.
That's how many numbers they'll have retired.
Yeah.
In a few years.
You know what they're going to go to? They're finally going to have letters on the back of their jersey.
They'll have hashtags.
No, they're just letters.
Batting third.
Fractions.
Hashtag. Yeah. Playing shortstop.
Number 3.5. I mean, in a league like the NFL, we have, I mean, I know everyone's wearing everything now, but you still have to have eligible receiver numbers. Like a receiver can't wear 62. So like a team like the Bears, they have 14 retired numbers. Don't you kind of, you know, limit people now?
Well, that's why they started allowing receivers to wear different numbers now, because some teams have so many retired numbers.
But they still can't wear, like, I mean, they can wear the 80s or the teens now.
Yeah, the 20s,
20, 30s. Right, yeah.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, it's all about you folks. Going into year 30, season 30 for the Baltimore Ravens. They're one of two teams, the Houston Texans being the other, who have not retired numbers officially. Who should be the first to go? And are there current players that maybe you see in the future numbers getting retired? 8. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens, one of two teams, Houston Texans the other. They have no retired numbers. Who should be the first to go? Honored, I should say. I got this on Twitter. I think players playing for other teams help give an excuse not to retire their numbers, which is why 52 and 75 should be retired. But 20 and 55, they were career-long Ravens. They weren't career-long Ravens. They were amazing, though. And my response to that, so Eddie Murray and Frank Robinson shouldn't have been retired.
Wayne Gretzky.
Jeremy's, yeah, you said Wayne Gretzky.
Mark Messier.
Michael Jordan.
Tom Seaver.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, right.
All of these guys play for other teams. So I don't
Johnny Unitas.
Exactly, Johnny Unitas.
Yeah. Don't tell us who sent you that, because I will eviscerate that guy.
Tell him, please. That's I like just, when he gets his edge going.
That's just an unbelievable statement. I mean, you didn't think that one out, buddy, before you said it.
Let's go to Phil and Severn. What's up, Phil?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, at minimum, it should be 52 and 75, and then you add 20 and 55 in there. But I'm telling you, I get the feeling that it's a John Harbaugh thing. I think he doesn't want individualism on his teams. I mean, it took him how long to get the C-patch on there? I mean, if you go back to the 2012 season, all those alpha dogs, all those alpha male personalities on that team, he didn't like that, the mutiny that happened. I have the feeling that once Harbaugh is gone and he's going to retire, you know, he's going to retire as a Raven.
I think Chris McAllister goes in the Ring of Honor. Listen, this is not about, and before the calls come in, who deserves to be have their number retired? It's not. We're asking the first. You know what I mean? I see already somebody said Todd Heap deserves. No, we're not. We're not really asking who all deserve to go. The question is, who should be the first to go? Also, is there someone on a current team that you think should go? I mean, we could do a list of guys we think should go all day long. Who should be the first? Marcus in Baltimore. Marcus.
And you know what? Every time you would, I dealt with that all through college because of that daggone boomerang movie. Every day from 93 on, man. Oh my God.
It could be worse. My name was used as a song for a school shooter. How do you think I feel?
Yeah.
And at times he comes in here looking like a school shooter.
Like today.
Does that mean white?
Hey, first of all, Ed, I'm glad to have you back, man. I was sending them up for you. I'm glad all is well. Yeah, definitely. I've been Team Norris for a long time. I've had a theory about this, and I'm glad you cleared it up. I'm not going to say who deserves to go, but the order they deserve to go is, I think Jonathan Ogden got overshadowed by Ray with the whole statue situation. But not to tie it in too much, I think it should be 75-52. And I think things line up right now, 75-52 and 20. Things line up right now for it to progress the same way they're all going in the Hall of Fame. And ultimately, you would end up with 75-52, 20-55, and 73. Fun fact real quick, though, and I'm going to get off. None of those numbers had been repeated. The first of any of them like that was repeated was actually Hollywood Brown wearing 5. For Joe. But we had that offensive tackle that came from Jacksonville. I can't think of his name right now. He wore 75 in, I think it was Jacksonville. Nothing was said about it. But when he came here, his number mysteriously
was
changed.
That the right tackle that they signed after the Super Bowl year?
Yeah.
Leon Searcy?
Yeah. No, was that Searcy?
Searcy was the right tackle they signed from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
If that's who he's talking about, I don't know if there's another.
But think about that, though. That brings up a good point. I forgot Hollywood Brown wore 5.
Mm-hmm.
That tells
again,
you
I don't know that Flacco's the guy that you're retiring his number.
I know he's not a guy over number. He had the
Eugene Monroe. That's who it was. Okay.
Eugene. Seriously, went 72.
All right. Yeah. So that's Eugene Monroe was only here for a cup of coffee, though, right?
Wow. Wasn't that good? The coffee wasn't that good.
Well, yeah, but
it was
again,
Wawa coffee.
When we get to those,
I'm sorry, but they're not paying here, are they?
I don't know. I love Wawa.
Not anymore than that.
Wawa. No, but like when you look at the numbers that are going to be retired, to me, the 4 are no-brainers if you're going to do it.
Who goes first?
I mean, you got to go back to the first draft. And I agree with the order they were in. I think you could do 7. You could do them all together, and it wouldn't have to be first. But yeah. Why not have three different celebrations though at the game?
Are you going to tell me one? Do you think Ray deserves it more than Jonathan, or Jonathan more than Ray?
I mean, no, he's talking about doing Ray, Jonathan, Suggs,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So why do them individually? They all deserve it. Just do it.
I think Suggs is very. I think the other three are on a different level because you can make the case about the other
ever
three
in a position.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'm not saying they all are, but you can make
an argument. Yeah. It's not a ridiculous argument.
Yeah.
If you make that argument for Suggs, it's ridiculous.
I mean, he was a really, really good pass rusher.
A great pass rusher.
I don't even like calling him a pass rusher. He's one of the best defensive end slash outside linebackers.
He can set the hell out of the edge. We saw him in pass defense sometimes.
He got some interceptions.
I mean, I love Terrell Suggs.
And
man,
by the way, he set the tone in that playoff game. That game that we talk about where Flacco threw for 60 yards, Suggs had that strip sack for the touchdown. Ray Rice had the long run. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go to Chico in Whitehall. What's up, Chico?
Hey, man. Love the show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
It's got to be J.O. Think about this. You could make the case that we have 8 potential, including current, that could be retired. This team's been 30 years. 30 years, yeah. That's it.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Think about this. Besides the Yankees, maybe, I can't think of any other team that's had on the field consecutively a homegrown Hall of Famer. And I'm going to just assume Lamar's in that. Think about that.
So Lamar's your answer to the current player that's numbers retired?
No, I'm saying a homegrown Hall of Famer on the field for 30 years. I don't even think the Yankees have that. Every team has a dry spell. Cleveland doesn't have any number to retire in the past 30 years except for maybe Joe Thomas.
Yeah, that's a good one. Joe Thomas would be retired if they retired numbers there. But they definitely do if we had only one of two that's not retired numbers.
They only have like one guy retired in Cleveland. Not one. It's a handful. There's Jim Brown.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
Otto Graham. I'm trying to remember. I have to look it up.
But those are the two that I would think had to be retired. Yeah.
To me, Cleveland should retire two names, Hugh and Jackson. You can't draft anybody with those last names anymore. The worst coach I've ever seen in my life.
Let's go to Kevin at Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning, man.
Segment.
Thank you.
I like the idea of bringing all four of those men to the table to celebrate together, because just from my opinion, man, when you retire somebody's number like those four guys, those got the jersey retirements got to be guys that you feel like you'll almost never have again, right? Like, we get too caught up in trying to give good dudes retirements. But those four men, certainly deserving enough.
I think all four are deserving also, Kevin, but I think you have to separate Ogden and Ray Lewis from everybody. That's just you gotta separate. You can bring the rest of them to the party afterwards, but Ogden and Ray Lewis started it all. You're talking about a cornerstone? You don't start off better than that.
What about?
You start off drafting arguably two of the best players that ever played at their position in the same draft, Ed. The same draft.
That's pretty remarkable, actually.
That's your first. And for our opening act.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Did they even have a name yet, the team?
I don't think so. They showed up in camp without a name, didn't they?
I think they didn't have a name yet.
Dude, what about retiring 21? No? This is Ernest Biner's number. Guy's in the Ring of Honor.
It's also Chris McAllister's, too.
Ring of Honor.
All right, the Browns have 5.
You were so petty.
Otto Graham, Jim Brown, Lou Groza, Ernie Davis, Don Fleming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.